You know, it's hard to ignore the headlines lately. Between rising energy prices and the explosive growth of AI-driven data centers, a lot of people are genuinely worried about what this means for their monthly electricity bills. It's really sparking a lot of conversation at the dinner table.
It's a completely valid concern. These facilities are drawing massive amounts of power just to keep cloud computing and artificial intelligence running smoothly. And because of that scale, the tech industry is under serious pressure to tackle its environmental and economic footprint. We can't just look the other way anymore.
Exactly. And I think the beauty of it is that we're seeing operators step up. To keep the public's trust and avoid that backlash, they're really leaning into proactive solutions, like upgrading to hyper-efficient hardware, switching over to renewable energy, and just tightening up their day-to-day operations. It's about showing we care.
Which leads to a fascinating point. The technology itself is actually part of the answer. AI isn't just the problem here, it's becoming a critical solution. We're seeing advanced algorithms that optimize facility cooling, forecast energy demand with pinpoint accuracy, and cut out operational waste. It's essentially using technology to tame its own resource intensity.
That's such a hopeful shift. And I think the real takeaway here is that sustainability has completely shifted from being a nice-to-have checkbox to an absolute strategic imperative. It's just how we have to operate now.
Absolutely. The companies that take this seriously and manage their energy impact proactively are going to secure a real competitive edge and keep public trust intact. On the flip side, those that ignore it are looking at serious economic penalties and long-term reputational damage. The stakes are high.
They really are. But ultimately, I feel like the future of AI and data management hinges on finding that sweet spot, balancing incredible technological innovation with responsible, energy-efficient practices. If we get that balance right, we're looking at a really bright future.